on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us this morning. Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic, is with us as well. She has been to the Studio Theater in Washington to see Carrie the musical. Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
All right, so now the last time you were here, we talked about the musical Sideshow, which was about two conjoined twins. And now you've seen, which seems to me to be an even more unlikely musical, Carrie, at Washington's Studio Theater. Now, Carrie was on Broadway, and wasn't it like one of the biggest flops in Broadway history or something?
Oh, yes. Legendary.
I mean, the movie is very famous, but the Broadway show didn't
the
quite
show,
work.
They're both based on the Stephen King novel, and the Broadway show closed in 3 days back in 1988. There is even a book, Tom, called Not Since Carrie, 40 Years of Broadway Musical Flops. The book claims that Carrie is the benchmark against which all flops are measured. Even so, Carrie was revived off-Broadway 2 years ago. The show's creators, Lawrence D. Cohen, who adapted the screenplay for Brian De Palma's movie, and songwriters Dean Pitchford and Michael Gore, his name is actually Gore, heavily revised the show. They replaced 7 songs. I do have to say that at the time the revival opened, The New Yorker ran a story with the headline, "Is Carrie the worst musical of all time?"
It's like, what inspires people to do this? I mean, why would they revisit a piece that has just been so roundly, criticized?
Well, and the off-Broadway show did run a little more than 2 months. It ran longer than the original. It still closed 2 weeks earlier than planned, and it still was a financial loss. And there is sort of the shock value factor, I suppose, in part.
That's right. Now, I suppose in one sense, Carrie sort of fits the mold of a sort of a standard form that works. I mean, meaning that it's set at a high school. People like high schools, right? So we've got Grease, we've got High School Musical. I mean, Hairspray, for example,
Absolutely.
Is almost about a high school. So, I mean, are there actually any parallels between Carrie the musical and these other cheerier high school musicals?
Well, there definitely are. I mean, like Sandy in Grease, the new girl in Grease, or Tracy Turnblad in Hairspray, Carrie is about a teenager who doesn't fit in. In this case, Carrie is the daughter of a mother who's a religious fanatic. The other kids pick on Carrie, and even when one tries to be nice to her and gets her a date to the prom, things go disastrously wrong. And Carrie, who happens to have telekinetic powers, that's a difference from the other musicals.
And that always helps.
None of that in Hairspray. Carrie exacts her revenge, deadly revenge. So the themes of stigma, of being an outcast, the importance of conformity are huge in this show, and they're common themes. And in the opening number, in fact, is about the importance of fitting in.
Every day I just pray, every move I make is right.
From the 2012 off-Broadway cast album, a musical set in a high school that must have a fairly young cast, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that can always be dangerous. First rule of show business, don't work with kids or dogs. How do they do at the Studio Theater in D.C.?
They all do very well, Tom. They're a very fresh, energetic cast. And Emily Zickler, who plays the lead, I believe she's in her early 20s, and she put some real feeling into her portrayal of Carrie, this misunderstood misfit. She has duets with Carrie's mother. I have to say, the score has some, dare I say, haunting songs, some really beautiful, especially the duets between mother and daughter. The mother is played by Broadway actress Barbara Walsh. She's done a number of big roles at center stage. You might remember her. She was just Sonia in Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.
Right.
And this is a really difficult role. In the De Palma movie, the character is just one-dimensional. But Barbara Walsh lets us see at least how much this mother truly loves her daughter, albeit in a fanatically deranged way.
Yeah. Now, of course, Carrie, almost everybody's familiar with the movie. It's very bloody. There's a big fire. It was fiery and bloody in the book. It's fiery and bloody in the movie. So how do you handle the special effects? Studio Theater has its work cut out for it, I would imagine.
Well, Tom, as part of my diligent research for this, I read the Stephen King novel. I watched the De Palma movie. I read about the original production. Of course, there were a lot of effects in the movie. In the novel, the entire town burns up. And the original Broadway production apparently included some fire effects, but there were also effects that elicited laughter, and there were others that stunned the audience into silence. At Studio Theater, the show's co-directors, Keith Allen Baker and Jacob Jansen, go for a low-tech approach, and it's a very wise choice because it keeps the show from becoming too camp or, frankly, too distancing. And here's the difference between the Broadway production and this revival. According to Ken Mandelbaum's book, Not Since Carrie, the second act of the Broadway production started with a pig slaughtering number, and it left audiences with their mouths hanging open. In the revised revival at Studio, the second act opens with an upbeat number. Well, it's upbeat with a bit of sinister foreshadowing.
This will be just great. Yeah, my life is gonna take.
Music from Carrie the Musical, that's A Night We'll Never Forget, again from the off-Broadway cast. Studio Theater's production, is this A Night You'll Never Forget?
Well, Tom, the original Broadway production was certainly a night that the few who saw it ever forgot. I wish I'd been one of them. But the source material seems to have this surprising staying power. I mean, the novel launched Stephen King's career. Then, of course, there was the Brian De Palma movie. The movie was remade and came out last year. There was a TV movie. There was a sequel in 1999. I'm not sure how that worked since almost everyone is dead at the end of the story. So I don't think Carrie's going away. And Studio Theater's production has already garnered national attention. I actually heard it mentioned on satellite radio's On Broadway program when I was driving to the theater. And I have to say, revenge tragedy is a time-honored genre. Carrie is a revenge musical. It's a horror story, a high school horror story, and that has some appeal. I went out of curiosity, and I enjoyed myself. I have to add, Tom, that next summer, Studio Theater is producing the musical version of Silence of the Lambs. And even I may not have the stomach for that one.
A franchise in gory musicals. All right, Judy Rusick, always good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It's gonna be a night we'll never forget.
Carrie the Musical will be at the Studio Theater in Washington through August 3rd. We'll have details on our website. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us. Hey.